Wonderful to see you as you're, you know, left the stage here at the Stunning Calling Festival and here with the Phoenix FM and Lucy Spraggan. And yeah, it's so wonderful to see you, and just wanted to see how you enjoyed the performance. It was good to hear it, for sure.
It was wicked. Had a good audience. It's quite early on the Friday, so I think some people are taking their time to come out. But it was a brilliant audience that were there, and everybody was singing. It was lovely.
you're very good at getting them up and active and singing anyway. The interaction was fantastic.
I just feel a bit lonely if they don't sing. So,
well, there's a couple of friends on their stage with you.
I just have my keys player, so sometimes we feel a bit naked if there's no band. So, no, it's good. I like getting people involved. I think sometimes, like, there's a lot of different shows you can go and watch and really watch somebody, or you can go and go to a show and get involved. I quite like that.
Yeah, because they seem to be enjoying your little activation to get them making animal noises and discussing what it might be like for to be enjoying music as a chihuahua, perhaps.
That makes me sound weird. But
it did work at the time. I knew where you're coming from. It was really good.
Awesome. Thank you.
What kind of shows have you been playing recently? Have you been having a good time?
We've been super, super busy. We just came off tour in March, which seems quite a while ago now. But since then, we played Glastonbury, the Isle of Wight Festival, obviously Standen. I've been doing like 3 shows a weekend this summer, so I'm ready for a break, but instead I'm going back on tour in September.
But also, there's a feeling of gratitude that can come from that, because it's something that you're doing and you want to be doing, and suddenly it's happening, so you got to really ride that wave a little bit.
We've been doing for 5 years now. I literally have not, like, I don't get to go to anyone's weddings, like, can't go to people's birthday parties on the weekend, but it's incredible. I wouldn't change it. It's like, this is literally the dream, isn't it?
So how's your journey been with it? So it's something that you've studied, nurtured. What was the kind of the spark that made you want to pursue it as a career, or something that you really enjoyed doing?
Well, I wanted to be a firefighter, and I actually was working as a demolition operative, and I fell off a building and I broke my leg. And it kind of put a bit of a dampener on climbing up high things.
A bit of fate took its...
But I'd always done music, and I just decided, I really want to pursue this. I want to have a go at it properly.
What is it about it that you like? Is there something from the songwriting process? I mean, because, with a singer-songwriter perspective in particular, there's something that you can really kind of... dig through stuff, write it down, express it, and really
I think it's just natural. Like, some people like sports, some people like, I don't know, anything. Some people are naturally kind. Not me, I like music. People like all kinds of different things. I guess this is just what I do.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't have any lessons or anything, I just did it.
And so, have you been noticing the past 5 years, for example, have you been noticing a difference, a little bit of a journey, a progress, things you do differently now that you might not have...
Sure. You're always changing, that's the thing, because my music's really a reflection of, me, it's all written by me, so it's, about how things are, so, the content changes every year, and I guess my ability changes as well, because if you practice something, you get better at it, so...
Yeah, but also from the songwriting perspective, you're experiencing different things, so you're writing about different things. And each time you do that, are you kind of letting things go? Are you really embracing it? You're writing about it, expressing it, and then...
So I think it's quite cathartic, as an action. Yeah, for sure. I think that's why a lot of creative people do creative things, because if they didn't, they'd get all sort of...
I have to do therapy or something.
Yeah, therapy. And it would be expensive.
But also, then you're also engaging with the audience really well, because it's a shared experience. Because we all kind of know what you're talking about when you're singing these things, and so it really helps engage an audience. And
it's just, I love it. If I can get an audience to have a good time, that's me happy. So
yeah. And you enjoyed playing different kinds of places, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we played I'm doing a show in a cave in on the 15th of December. I'm doing a Christmas show in an actual cave in Derbyshire. And I played the Ritz and Coco on the last tour. They're 1,500, 2,000 caps every night. And then the next tour we're doing in September is half, maybe even less the size of that. And to have the ability to play those different types of shows, I think it tests you. And it makes you a better artist.
And, there's contrast as well with different types of setups. You're the keyboard player, but then you have other. You see, you have a band before, and sometimes on your own, that can be.
a seven piece. We have strings and but that's what we're doing with the Christmas Cave show, which is going to be bizarre.
It reminded me of a friend who they have three of them. He's got a giant gong he plays, and there's a didgeridoo and a native Indian with a flute. And they went to the Czech Republic and toured these amazing. There's a cathedral built into a cave, I think, and another cave, and then these cathedrals. And so imagine the sound.
That's where I'm going next.
you'll have a great time there. So speaking of going next, what's the next stage? You want to be writing more, creating more?
Yeah, well, I'll be releasing my fifth album next year if I can write like six more songs for it. And just keep going as I am. Like I say, I feel very lucky to be in the situation that I'm in, so I just keep going around, keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you find balance within it though? Like you said, you know, you're having the break and then you're back on tour. You find like... You're able to relax a little bit and kind of...
I take my dog with me everywhere, my wife with me. My wife sells merch, so it's like, you know, it's very easy to have a balance. And again, I'm really lucky for that as well.
I heard you talking about, you noticed here at the festival that there's dogs here because it was a Latitude Festival, another kind of big festivals where they don't have them so much. And it does add to the kind of family feel.
Yeah, for sure. And you should be able to take your dog to festivals. Like I said, what's better than beer, dogs and music?
Well, maybe the loudness might not be so good for them, but I'm not sure.
My dog's like bomb-proof because he went on his first tour when he was 10 weeks old. Pooed on a tour bus, that dog did.
Okay.
But not anymore.
Well, you have to learn through these processes for sure. And so, you're touring around the UK, so you said you're back on tour again.
Yeah, so that's a 30-day tour from September through to October. That's UK and the Highlands as well, so that's one of my favourite places to tour. So.
It's a bit of a big question for the past 5 years or so. What have there been any particular highlights you've enjoyed?
I really loved playing Glastonbury, and that's like one of those, you know, something cliche things to say.
Was that the main stage there?
No, I played the acoustic stage because I just played me and keys, and it was like quite an early set, but the tent was actually like full to capacity, and it was absolutely insane. It was one of those, a real like affirming sort of moment, you know, where you just think,
because so big, there's so many people around.
Yeah, and it was completely full, and it's just a bit like, I made this, like this is cool, I love it.
Thank you, Lucy. It was good to speak to you. Good to catch you in this moment of this after the performance and feeling your joy and, you know, enthusiasm for it. It's great. Really nice to meet you.
Good to meet you too. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lucy.